sannyasa karma yogascha nikshiyasa kadavubau tayos tu karma sannyasa karma yogo vishishyate gaya sanitya sannyasi yo na dveshti na kankshati nirdvandvo hi mahabaho sukham bandhat pramuchyate Sankhya yoga pratag bala pravadanti na panditaha ekam apyastita samyag ubayor vindate palam yat sankhyai prapyate sthanam tad yogar apigamyate ekam sankhyam cha yogam cha yapashyati sapashyati Sannyasas tu mahabaho tukam aptum ayogataha yoga yukto munir brahma na charena nigacchati yoga yukto vishuddhatma vijitatma jatendriyaha sarva bhutatma bhutatma kurvan api nalipyate Naiva kinchit karomiti yukto manyeta tatvavit pashyan shrinvan svichan jigran ashnan gachan svapan svasan pralapan visrajan grinnan unmishan nimishan api indriyan indriyarteshu vartanta iti dharayan Brahmanyadhaya karmani sangam tyaktva karoti yaha lipyatena sapapena padmapatram ivambasa kaina manasa pudya kevaler indriyerapi yogina karma kurvanti sangam tyaktva atmashudhaye Yukta karma palam tyaktva shantim apnoti naishchikim ayukta kama karena pale sakto nibhadyate sarva karmani manasa sannyasyaste sukham vashi navadvare pure dehi naiva kurvan nakarayan Nakartritvam nakarmani lokasya srijati prabhu nakarma palasam yogam subhavas tu pravartate nadate kasyachit papam nachaiva sukritam vibhu agyanim navratam jnanam tena huyanti jantabaha Jnanena tutadagnanam yesham nashitam atmanah tesham aditya vajjnanam prakashayati tatparam tadbuddhayas tadatmanas tannishtas tatparayanah kachantya punar avrittim Jnana nirjuta kalmasaha Vidya vinaya sambhane Brahmane gavi hastini Shuni chaiva shabhake cha Pandita samadarshinaha Ihaiva ter jitta sargo Yesham samyestitam manaha Nirdosham hi samam brahma tasmad brahmani testitaha na prahrishyet priyam prapya no vijet prapya cha priyam stira buddhira sambuddho brahma vid brahmani stitaha khahyas parshesu saktatma Mindatyatmani yatsukham Sabrahma yoga yuktatma sukham akshayam ashnute. Yehi samsparshata bhoga tukayo naya evate adyanta vanta kaunteya nate shuramate buddha shaknoti haivaya shodhum raksharira vimokshana kama krodhod bhavam vegam sayukta sa sakinaraha yonta sukontara ramas tatantar jyotir evayaha sa yogi brahma nirvanam brahma bhuto digacchati labante brahma nirvanam rishayakshina kalmasa chinna dvaida yatatmanaha sarva bhuta hiterataha kama krodha vimuktanam yatinam yatachetasam abhito brahma nirvanam vartate viditatmanam sparshan kritva bahirbhayam chakshushchaivantare bruvoho pranapanau samau kritva nasabhyantaracharinau yatendriya manobhutir munir moksha parayana vigatichcha bayakrodho yaksada mukta eva saha uktaram yajya tapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suridam sarvabhutanam yadvamam shantimrichati yadvamam shantimrichati om tat sat iti srimad bhagavad gita supanishadsu Ramavidyayam Yoga Shastre Shri Krishna Arjuna Sambhade Karma Sanyas Yoga Nama Panchamodhyayaha Hari Om. Arjuna said, O Krishna, first of all, you asked me to renounce work, and then again you recommend work with devotion. Now will you kindly tell me definitely which of the two is more beneficial? The personality of Godhead replied, the renunciation of work and work in devotion are both good for liberation, but of the two, work in devotional service is better than renunciation of work. One who neither hates nor desires the fruits of his activities is known to be always renounced. Such a person, free from all dualities, easily overcomes material bondage and is completely liberated, O mighty armed Arjuna. Only the ignorant speak of devotional service, karma yoga, as being different from the analytical study of the material world, Sankhya. Those who are actually learned say that he who applies himself well to one of these paths achieves the results of both. One who knows that the position reached by means of analytical study can also be attained by devotional service, and who therefore sees analytical study and devotional service to be on the same level, sees things as they are. Merely renouncing all activities, yet not engaging in the devotional service of the Lord, cannot make one happy. But a thoughtful person engaged in devotional service can achieve the Supreme without delay. One who works in devotion, who is a pure soul, and who controls his mind and senses, is dear to everyone, and everyone is dear to him. Though always working, such a man is never entangled. A person in the divine consciousness Although engaged in seeing, hearing, touching, smelling, eating, moving about, sleeping and breathing, always knows within himself that he actually does nothing at all. Because while speaking, evacuating, receiving, or opening or closing his eyes, he always knows that only the material senses are engaged with their objects and that he is aloof from them. One who performs his duty with attachment, surrendering the results unto the Supreme Lord, is unaffected by sinful action as the lotus leaf is untouched by water. The yogis, abandoning attachment, act with body, mind, intelligence, and even with the senses, only for the purpose of purification. The steadily devoted soul attains unadulterated peace because he offers the results of all activities to me. Whereas a person who is not in union with the divine, who is greedy for the fruits of his labor, becomes entangled. When the embodied living being controls his nature and mentally renounces all actions, he resides happily in the city of nine gates, the material body, neither working nor causing work to be done. The embodied spirit, master of the city of his body, does not create activities, nor does he induce people to act, nor does he create the fruits of action. All this is enacted by the modes of material nature. Nor does the Supreme Lord assume anyone's sinful or pious activities. Embodied beings, however, are bewildered because of the ignorance which covers their real knowledge. When, however, one is enlightened with the knowledge by which nations is destroyed, then his knowledge reveals everything as the sun lights up everything in the daytime. When one's intelligence, mind, faith, and refuge are all fixed in the Supreme, then one becomes fully cleansed of misgivings through complete knowledge and thus proceeds straight on the path of liberation. The humble sages, by virtue of true knowledge, see with equal vision a learned and gentle Brahmana, a cow, an elephant, a dog, and a dog-eater outcast. Those whose minds are established in sameness and equanimity have already conquered the conditions of birth and death. They are flawless like Brahman, and thus they are already situated in Brahman. A person who neither rejoices upon achieving something pleasant, nor laments upon obtaining something unpleasant, who is self-intelligent, who is unbewildered, and who knows the science of God, is already situated in transcendence. Such a liberated person is not attracted to material sense pleasure, but is always in trance, enjoying the pleasure within. In this way, the self-realized person enjoys unlimited happiness, for he concentrates on the Supreme. An intelligent person does not take part in the sources of misery, which are due to contact with the material senses. O son of Kunti, such pleasures have a beginning and an end, and so the wise man does not delight in them. Before giving up this present body, if one is able to tolerate the urges of the material senses and check the force of desire and anger, he is well situated and is happy in this world. One whose happiness is within, who is active and rejoices within, and whose aim is inward, is actually the perfect mystic. He is liberated in the Supreme, and ultimately he attains the Supreme. Those who are beyond the dualities that arise from doubts, whose minds are engaged within, and who are always busy working for the welfare of all living beings, and who are free from all sins, achieve liberation in the Supreme. Those who are free from anger, and all material desires, who are self-realized, self-disciplined, and constantly endeavoring for perfection, are assured of liberation in the Supreme in the very near future. Shutting out all external sense objects, keeping the eyes and vision concentrated between the two eyebrows, suspending the inward and outward breaths within the nostrils, and thus controlling the mind, senses, and intelligence. The transcendentalist aiming at liberation becomes free from desire, fear, and anger. One who is always in this state is certainly liberated. A person in full consciousness of me, knowing me to be the ultimate beneficiary of all sacrifices and austerities, the Supreme Lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attains peace from the pangs of material miseries. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. You need more? Does it need more? That's all right. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. You know that one? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, a little more, Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Hare. Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare Kapha Manande Nitai Gaura Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Nitai Gaura Hari Bol Nitai Gaura Hari Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Jai Gaur Hari Bol. Nariya Nagare Nitai Neche Neche Gaire. Nariya Nagare Nitai Neche Neche Gaire. Nariya Nagare Nitai Neche Neche Gaire. Jagannatha Mahaprabhu Vishwambar Mayapura Shashinavadipa Sudaka Sachi Sutta Gaura Hari Nimai Sundar Radha Bhava Kanti Achadita Nantabar Namananda Chapala Bhava Kama Kripata Ramananda Varna Taki Katu Kanu Raka Nariyana Gare Nitai Niche Niche Gare Nariyana Gare Nitai Niche Niche Gare Vidyarthi Rupa Chardwarer Mohan Kartika Sarasya Gramya Palika Kripa Lakshmi Pati Bola Data Udata Balata Shisha Chira Pati Putra Shoka Nibhata Lakshmi Pati Purva Desha Sarva Klesha Hara Diti Jaya Dapa Hare Vishnu Priya Swaha Nariyana Gari Nitai Neche Neche Gaire Nariyana Gari Nitai Neche Neche Gaire Aya Dharma Pala Pitra Gaya Pindadata Tata Puri Shishya Madhvacharya Sampradaya Pata Krishna Namo Mata Krishna Tadvatya Pata Nam Sankirtan Yuga Dhamma Pravatata Advaita Vandana Srinivas Vihatana Nityananda Prana Gara Dera Rajiva Nariyanda Gare Nittai Niche Niche Gare Nariyanda Gare Nittai Niche Niche Gare Antarji Shashada Simanta Vijaya Gomari Hari Madhya Vipali Lashraya Kola Dvipa Pati Ritu Dvipa Maheshwara Janu Moja Vima Rudra Pipera Ishvara Navakanda Raganata Jana Vijivana Jagaya Narayadi Duvrita Chana Nariyana Gare Nitai Niche Niche Gaire Nariyana Gare Nitai Niche Niche Gaire Nagara Tirkana Simma Kaji Udara Shudha Nama Bhakta Dihara Kripa Sindhu Jivara Niyanta Adama Paduya Dandi Bhakta Dosha Hanta Shri Krishna Chaitanya Chandra Parati Pari Vraj Shri Ramani Ukala Pavata Nariyana Gari Nitai Niche Niche Gaire Nariyana Gari Nitai Niche Niche Gaire Amulinga Bhuvanesha Kopatesha Pati Kirchor Gopal Darshana Suti Yati Kirdandi Sanyasi Sarva Poma Kripa Moy Swananda Aswanadi Sarva Sukashroya Purata Sundara Vasudeva Sranakarta Ramananda Saka Nariyana Gare Nitai Niche Niche Gaire Nariyana Gare Nitai Niche Niche Gaire Urujen Maya Bari Kuta Kakandara Dakshina Bhavana Bhakti Granta Udarana Alala Darshana Nirata Ganataka Gajapati Prana Devananda Udaraka Kuriya Prakache Kusra Paduya Ashana Rupa Sana Kana Bhandu Sava Jiva Prana Nariyana Gare Nitai Niche Niche Gaire Nariyana Gare Nitai Niche Niche Gaire Ramananda Murti Bala Bala Sangi Yavana Udari Bata Bala Pera Rangi Shivasi Sanyasi Udari Prema Dati Makata Rai Raji Nandi Anchata Lachata Pakira Gorava Kari Pakta Prana Dana Harida Raguna Varu Tati Nariyanda Gari Nitai Niche Niche Gare Pakati Vino Kapore Ranga Pai Nariyanda Gari Nitai Niche Niche Gare 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 Nariyanda Gari Nitai Niche Jaya Gaurani Hai Gaurani Hai Gaurani Hai Jaya Gaurani Hai Hai Gaurani Nitai Chaitanya Bole Go down. Doya Lita Chaitanya Bole Nacharya Mama. 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 Doyal Nita Chaitanya Bole Nacharya Mama. Doyal Nita Chaitanya Bole Nacharya Mama. Sakona ore appara dure jabe pabe prema da. Ore appara dure jabe pabe prema da. Vichar tonai hai. Vichar tonai hai. Oh, na me appara. Vichar tonai hai. Oh, na me appara. Vichar tonai hai. Sakun Krishna name ruche habe guche be bhantan. Sakun Krishna name ruche habe guche be bhantan. Anurakto habe to have a Krishna name Anurag to have a Krishna name Anurag to have a Doya Lita Chaitanya Bole Nacharya Mama. Chaitanya Bole Nacharya Mama. Na Nachai Armar Man, Nachai Armar Man, Nachai Armar Man, Nachai Armar Man. Sakona na yase saplave jibera jiva. Takon anayase saplave jibera jiva. Jivanto miche hai. Jivanto miche hai. Krishna rakte bina. Jivanto miche hai. Krishna rakte bina. Jivanto miche hai. Doyali tai chaitanya bhuli chariya mamma. Doyali tai chaitanya bhuli chariya mamma. Nachai armar man, nachai armar man, nachai armar man, nachai armar man. Eshe Vrindavane Radha Shamir Habe Darshan. Eshe Vrindavane Radha Shamir Habe Darshan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the great hero of Navadvip, comes into this world to enjoy his pastimes. But while he does, he freely gives away love of God to everyone all over the world. Compared by the great acharyas to the emperor, who becomes so intoxicated that he goes into his treasury house, gathers up the most valuable jewels, brings them in a bag down to the common road, and dancing in an intoxicated state, begins to hand them out to the passers-by without discrimination. In the age of Kali Yuga, the only qualification, Jiva Goswami says in the Bhagavad Sandarbha, is one's disqualification. Krishna has to come to give some dispensation. But because Krishna is also known as Vanjatita, whenever he fulfills someone's desire or whenever he gives a gift, it's far beyond the imagination of the receiver. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to the Kali Yuga, and anyone from any walk of life who grabs on to the Sankirtan movement and calls out, Gaura Kripa Hole Hey, 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 Chaitanya Bhuli Nachariya Marma. Nachariya Marma. Nachariya Marma. Nachariya Marma. Nachariya Marma. Hey! Nitaya Gauranitai, 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 Gaya Gauranitai. Jaya Nitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Nitai, Jaya Gauranitai.
Jai Jai
Hey Hara Ramana Hare Govinda Jai Harmonium. Let's hear it for the cartel players. The Hare Krishna chanters. Let's hear it for the Hare Krishna dancers. Go, Prabhupada!
Natre almar man, natre almar man, natre almar man. Om Agnati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Dilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Katamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Uta Padakamala Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunatham Ditham Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shivishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Navostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Pyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavipyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Go Premanande Hari Hari Go. I'd like to welcome my dear godbrother Chanakarta Prabhu, sitting in the back of the beautiful Tilak, beautiful Vaishnava Tilak. We're old friends from Chicago, and we used to distribute books together at O'Hare Airport, and he was the protector of the devotees. He was known for protecting the bodies of the devotees, because he used to get attacked a lot. Chanakarta Prabhu. was born to fight the demons. So thank you, Chanakarta. Otherwise, we might not have been here today. And also Tukaram Prabhu, who is the illustrious temple president and leader of the Laguna Beach community in California. He's a great scholar in his own right, and a soft-hearted Vaishnav, all in one. And I'm always eager to have his association. Thank you for coming to Tukaram Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Uttama Shloka, Prabhu has been coming to some of the programs, and I've had the great fortune of sitting every morning and chanting japa next to him. I can say that I've definitely moved up a few notches just by being in his proximity, which is one of the great principles of devotional service. It's proximity. If we want to know how to advance in devotional service or any other science, just get around those who are doing it well or who are very enthusiastic and serious. And there's a way in which, because we are impressionable, it's our nature, that we will take on their qualities, especially if we can appreciate. And that brings us to one of the great principles that we've talked about here. We wrote it up on the board, and we took it as a great jewel that we can live by for the rest of our lives, out of one of Prabhupada's purports in the Adi Lila of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And that is that one must develop one's appreciating capacity. These are Prabhupada's words. And as we come up in the various species of life, our ability to appreciate increased by the nature of our body, and especially the human form of life. Atato brahma jignasa. There's a way in which the human body is especially designed to appreciate Krishna. And while we're in this life, we were just hearing from Bhaktivinoda Thakur that when we take to the practice of bhakti, we're increasing our appreciating capacity. This is what advancement means. The more that we can appreciate the glories of the holy name and the devotees and the nine processes of devotional service, the more we advance. This is the symptom of advancement according to Jiva Goswami. The more one is eager to hear about Krishna, the more one is advanced in devotional services. This is a formula you can measure for yourself. How eager am I to run to that place where the Krishna Katha is flowing? And as my capacity to hear increases, that sound vibration enters the heart, and it causes a change of heart. The body is the chariot, and the heart is the driver. And we go everywhere that we do go according to our faith. A woman doesn't move without faith. We don't cross the road until we're sure that we won't get run over by a bus, unless you have a death wish, in which case you'd wait till the bus is coming. And so the faith that we have in our heart, as it thickens, as it becomes purified by the process of hearing transcendental sound, and that we do become purified by transcendental sound is verified in the shastras, correct? Yes or no? Yes or yes? Okay, so let's hear three verses that confirm that by hearing Krishna Katha, one's heart is changed, rectified. Go ahead. A sweet verse indeed, because it includes the word Sukrit, which means the Lord who is very, very good. He lives in our heart. He's our extreme well-wisher. And never inattentive to our advancement in devotional service or to any of our wishes. He's veritable desire tree, says Prahlad Maharaj, who fulfills the desires of everyone. And it's only on account of my errant desire. If I go underneath the desire tree and I make the wish, please let a bag of hammers fall upon my head and then the hammers subsequently fall upon my head. Whose fault is it? Mine? Darn. And so Prahlad Maharaj says the desire tree doesn't discriminate and simply gives, doesn't consider the lower and the higher. And similarly, Krishna is the witness within the heart and the fulfiller of all desires. Nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam eko bhavanam yovidatati kaman. He's fulfilling the desire of every living entity since it's a time immemorial. He's a sentient being just as we're sentient. Sentient means feeling. He has feelings just as we have feelings. I was talking to Devamrita Swami about some social interaction in which a devotee got his feelings hurt. And I said, such and such is very sensitive. He said, we're all sensitive. It's because we're sentient. We're sensitive. And Krishna's sensitive too. And we have a very feeling relationship with Krishna. Sanityo nitya sambandha prakritischa paraivasa. We have an eternal kinship with the Supreme because we're of the same nature. We have the same feelings and sentiments, but they've become dulled due to contact with matter. What's another verse? We need two more. Okay. What are you doing? We just did Srimvatam Svakrita Krishna, and you have?
Srimvatam Shraddhaya Nityam Priyatascha Svadheshitam Kalena Nati Dirgena Bhagavad Vichite
Yogi. The pundit in the corner.
Pravishta Karna Randena Svaram Bhava Svaruham Dunoti Shambham Krishna Shalilasya Ithashagara.
Please expound. And where's the microphone? One more. Microphone. By using what? That's from Srimvatam Svakata Krishna, right? You said, Nashta Prayeshu Padreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhakti Bhavati Nashtiti. Yeah, by serving the Bhagavat, and there's two kinds of Bhagavats, there's a person Bhagavat and a book Bhagavat, then the dirty things in heart are destroyed practically to nil. Nice. So, as we cleanse the heart, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, Cheto Darpana Marjanam, that the heart is a mirror, and it reflects, just like a mirror reflects. Shankaracharya said that when you look at a sword, and your face looks elongated because it's distorted, you may be shocked. Because your face is distorted. Have you ever looked in a mirror and been shocked? Because I have. When I was on an airplane, I was taking a long flight and I woke up and I went into those tiny little bathrooms that they have on the flight and I was half asleep and I looked in the mirror and my face was lopsided. And I thought, oh no, what am I going to tell the devotees? I look like a monster now. And then I moved a little to the right and I saw that it looked, you know, as normal as I usually do. And I realized there was a blemish in the mirror. And this example is given in the Yoga Sutra that when you look in a distorted mirror, you see an imbalanced vision of yourself. And when the heart, the mirror of the heart, the consciousness, the chitta, is distorted because of contamination, we see ourselves as something that we're not. And when you do that, you're living in an artificial state of mind. Payam dvitiya abinibeshita syad ishad apetasya viparya yosmitihi. And therefore fear arises, anxiety of material existence, because I see something that I'm not, the dvitiya, and I become absorbed in it. So by transferring our absorption, which is our nature to be absorbed in something, to the process of hearing and chanting about Krishna, the sound vibration, as we've proved in this court of law, destroys or diminishes gradually the contamination in the heart. And then one comes to see one's loving relationship. In that verse that Srivas Pandit Prabhu quoted, there's a phrase about how that one establishes one's loving relationship with Krishna, who's there within the heart. Isn't that nice? And then one's appreciating capacity comes to the topmost level. And we heard this morning from Tamahar Prabhu that there's a way in which the advancing devotee is able to see Krishna everywhere, within all aspects of nature. And as he or she sees the energy of the Lord. One Sri Shapanishad soul. And then thinks of the form of the Lord subsequently because of that. And that way, one lives constantly in association with the Lord and thinks of the Lord. Yastu sarvani bhutani atmani vanu pashyati sarva bhuteshu chatmanam tatuna vijugupsate. One who sees everything in relation to the Supreme Lord and sees the Supreme Lord within everything, never hates anything or any being. One who always sees all living entities as spiritual sparks and quality one with the Lord becomes a true knower of things. What then can be illusion or anxiety for him? So as far as I'm concerned, out of all the principles that we mined from our discussions over the last 10 days, that was the topmost, the appreciating capacity. Because it goes along with a theme that we've talked about previously, and that is, whatever you appreciate, appreciates. And Voltaire said that when you're able to appreciate the good qualities in another, then you assume those qualities. They actually enter your heart. And when you're envious, which means that you can't tolerate the eminence of another, then you block the good qualities of others. You put a force field around yourself, and you can't absorb that, even if you're in close proximity. You'll simply be envious and you're shut off to the good qualities in others. So by proximity and an open heart through purification, we can come to the highest standard of devotional service. And as eternal little appreciators of Krishna, our appreciating capacity can grow. And now we've had, 9 days of parikram, approximately? Is that true? It went by in a blink of an eye, didn't it? Or is it just me? It went by so quickly. And so let's hear from the devotees some of the topmost realizations you had. This is for reflections, realizations that developed in your mind and heart by going to the holy places, hearing what we've heard over the last 9 days. And Bhakta Sam is ready to go, so please pass him the microphone. Stand right behind you.
The discussion we just had about our hearing maybe is on the first slide. Once I forgot.
We need more volume, I guess, you know.
And in that verse actually speaks about being in the same place for the last few days. For the hand of Shambhavas in chapter 25. It says, Sutamapa Sambrahma, the Vivi Sambhu, Pumaki. Which I don't have the exact translation for, but the point that stuck out for me is in the association of devotees and discussions of passage of the Lord, virgins of the Lord, and the ground to progress step by step from faith to liberation. And what I really appreciated among so many things was the wonderful association. Different perspectives.
Two things. One, hold that microphone a little bit pointed towards you. Go ahead. All right.
So the association, I actually want to thank everybody for everything they contributed. Please excuse my offenses in multiple ways.
That's okay, but those are philosophical in general. Give us something more specific, like specifically to the point that you're talking about, something, an impression that you had, a specific impression, some devotee you saw, a thing that you felt. I mean, what was it specifically you saw or felt?
I was very impressed by, I shared a room with my very good one, I was very impressed by how, despite the very busy schedule that we had to manage through a lot of reading, he would wake up before me every day and I'm not sure if it's, and I really like that.
Good, Madhukari. So you by proximity, you felt enhanced, your devotional service was enhanced.
Yeah, it's like running a race with somebody who's much faster than you. You just serve them.
Nice. Very good, very good. Bravo, bravo. Sadhu, sadhu. Haribo, haribo. Look, Omkar is ready to go.
I got a very deep impression and laughed at the Vishnupriya temple. I think it was the day before yesterday. There was one old lady who came in during the kirtan, and she looked at the devotees like she was so happy. And like it was reminding her of something very dear to her. I got that impression. And I also liked very much the discussion about how a devotee develops all good qualities in the verses quoted. And even just over the short span that I've known some of the devotees here, and just looking at myself, seeing how those qualities are becoming more and more blossomed is very encouraging. And the whole idea of seeing a devotee natural innate qualities come out is exciting and very encouraging. So those are two things.
The first one was specific, the second one was general. Anything specific? Without embarrassing anybody?
No, without embarrassing anybody.
Okay, that's all right. Bravo. Well done. Sadhu. Okay, realizations, impressions, things that stuck in your mind. What are you taking home? Shraddha Devi Dasi in the back. That's a good one. I noticed that too. Everywhere we went, there wasn't one person who didn't, respond by putting their arms up in the air and just from the bottom of their heart with a very, pure look on their face, enjoy the fact that we were doing kirtan. In the little villages, people would come running out to see the kirtan and start dancing, and that was so wonderful. Nice point, Shraddha. Really nice point. Okay, Srivas Pandit, Haribo! Bravo! Sadhu! Just before you continue, I'd just like to say it's more like you took me. I mean, we both know that, but go ahead.
The thing I realize is probably that you don't get tired of chanting the holy names. I mean, we get up in the morning, go to Mangalarti, and then start doing our japa, and then pretty much all day long we've been chanting. And in the evening, practically material song,
Well done. Bravo. Sadhu. Okay. What's stuck in your mind and heart? Bhakti and Linda.
First of all, I do want to thank Greg for taking us on this and all the devotees here. Some of you, I don't know your names, but I enjoyed your association. And this new group of young men here, keep it going. As older folks, want, you know, sometimes I'm new, I've been with that 3.5 years. And like, what's the future of the movement? And I see it's getting out here. So, I'll watch you go. And I guess as far as two things that hit me the most were things are running together. And also, I do want to ask any of you devotees, please forgive my offenses. I'm sure it's full of the last 10 days, so please forgive me my offenses. But when we were, I guess, yesterday at the place where Sri Prabhupada prayed so hard to follow the instructions that he thought were impossible, which is spiritual master being. That he just went there and begged for mercy because he didn't think he could do it. And that made one of the strongest impressions of the world. And then also I enjoyed being a Sri Prabhupada Guru's.
Nice. Very specific. Sadhu. Go ahead.
Yes, I think you should.
Hare Krishna. Let's hear for the brahmacharis who are joining us. Yeah. Come on, a little more. Brahmacharis. Yes, yes. Thanks for coming all the way from Canada to join the Yatra.
First of all, I'd like to thank you very much for hosting us, for letting us be a part of the Central.
Anytime.
It's been very inspiring. And actually, it's the first time that I meet you, Guruji, and seriously just seeing you these last 10 days really showed me the glory. And something that I really appreciate about you is how many shlokas that you memorize and that you were about to put in every lecture that you were giving every day. It was very inspiring because also I could see the glory of the devotees here. Like, they were also quoting shlokas, and every time you were singing a shloka, they would say it also. So all glories to all the devotees here. It was very inspiring to see this. And a point that I really liked actually is about the chanting of Hare Krishna. Just by chanting of Hare Krishna, we don't need to do anything else separate. If we just chant sincerely and we surrender to the chanting, then Krishna is a supreme maintainer, so he will maintain everything for us. When we chant, we have so many worries in our mind, anxieties, oh, what will I do, how will I do it? But if we just chant sincerely and we just pray to Krishna to guide us, then he will do everything for us. We have to trying to surrender more. So that was a point that I really want to bring on, that I've been meditating about the past few years. So again, thank you very much.
What a beautiful realization. Thank you very much. Right back to Malini. Malini was next. Turn that just a little bit towards your mouth. There, good.
Be like a sponge, so soak everything that you can. So I took them seriously, and in every lecture and every kirtan, I was trying to listen carefully. And towards the last few days, I couldn't take it anymore. I had to explore. I felt like that because at the beginning of the days, I was not dancing and everything because I wanted to soak everything. I have to dance now. It was so ecstatic. And because of that, I have so much of appreciation for the holy name. Because I listen carefully, every time the holy name is being chanted, it's such a melodious voice. The kirtan team was excellent. And while going in the road or anywhere, inspiration in the Holy Name. Another realization that I had was that I could appreciate how Srila Prabhupada's vision was so big. He did not think in small terms. And I was reflecting that how when we start planning for our MSF, and then if you just push us a little bit, you're thinking, oh, this is too big.
Good, Malini, good. Haribo. Beautiful set of realizations. More. You have more, I see.
if it is too much, I can
one more.
I was also meditating on the point that how we should remain in Krishna consciousness at the cost of our own lives. And today, I'm grateful to Omkar Prabhu that he saved Sri Vasudev from the fear of the Ganga. Because they were almost drowned, actually, in Ganga. And that he came and just came and pushed them inside. And as you said, that we should be Krishna consciousness at the cost of our lives. It didn't sink into me at that point when you said, but today when I saw that, then I was shocked and actually shamed.
That's really interesting, because just a few days ago when Omkar came back from Navadvip, remember, he had seen somebody drown in the Ganga and he was lamenting that he hadn't dived in to save him. And now Krishna fulfilled his desire to save somebody from drowning in the Ganga. Haribo! Very nice moment. Patient, generous, hospitable.
Because even when we wanted to cook some prasadam for some other dietary restrictions, he never restricted anything. I was very deeply grateful for that.
We're all deeply grateful to Navina Nirada Prabhu. He's deeply magnanimous. How do you go? Come on. Facilitated the entire yatra from the very beginning. It was really his openness that made the whole thing happen, because we knew he was here and that you can depend on Navina at every second for anything. With his mantra, when you ask Navina for anything, he'll say, it's India, everything is possible. And that's how he operates. He doesn't say no. He's very efficient. He figures out the best way to do things. Navina, you really made it what it was. because of your, it was coming from the bottom of your heart. It was unmotivated, uninterrupted service that you gave to all the devotees here. We'll be eternally grateful for making this yatra a complete success. Thank you. That's right, it's Swiss management here. Yeah. Okay, more reflections, realizations. Yes. Parsha. Arriba!
I realized that I had to think positive and think
We'd like to give you the dancing award for the You were the most enthusiastic dancer throughout the yatra. I can say that I looked over and every kirtan you were expressing some ecstasy through your dance. It was very nice. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Okay, now everyone gets one reflection because we're going to go around. So give us your best one and then we'll move on.
Usually when we go to yatra and go back to the devotees or friends and tell them I went on a yatra, they ask like, what about the phrases you saw? Hardly people ask about how much time did you spend in hearing and chanting. So this yatra, focused on hearing and chanting, and to have planned the yatra in such a way that we would focus more on the essence of the devotional service. And I got a glimpse of what pure devotional service was.
Vaibhav. When we got off the Uttama Shloka, fantastic. Give it to Uttama. When we got off the boat going to Navadvip, Navina, I saw him when we were on this side. He was deciding how to move all of us from the ghat all the way to Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj's kutir. And he started working his phone, and he was talking to people about, you know, how much rickshaws should cost and so on. And then when we were landing, he came up to me and he goes, "Okay, I have to put on the Ishvara Bhav now." So he got off the boat, and then he organized all those rickshaws very quickly. And not only that, I noticed when we got in a traffic jam, he was behind us. He jumped off the rickshaw and ran to the front to clear the traffic jam. So literally, Navina was keeping everything going wherever we were. It was very impressive. I learned. I watched and learned. I watched and learned. Hare Krishna. Uttama Shloka. Jai. Hare Krishna.
When you said that everyone in the chair only one realization, I was remembering this Prabhupada story about one old, poor, and blind man who, you know, was somehow given a genie, and genie said, "I can fulfill only one of your desire, or AI, you also have no children." And he said, "My only desire is to see my children from the roof of my house." So it was good. Cover everything you want. So I was thinking, how do I express one realization? You know, to say everything I wanted to say. But, you know, just for the people who support, I was thinking, that my biggest realization
of someone else's body. This is
Hare Krishna. As they say in Japan, Kochiro Koso, right back at you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Omkar, can you turn this fan down one notch? Hare Krishna, Barney.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
First of all, I would like to thank everybody,
Prabhuji, Mataji,
Dhrakla Mataji, Mokaranda Prabhu, Shadda Mataji, and all the
turn it up a little bit.
And for me, this is wonderful. My mom is wonderful, so my God. And the dam is so fun. Easy to go. You can just run for it.
From Mangalarti? Wow, just see how much ecstasy from going to Mangalarti. No, it's like, sometimes people feel like it's like, you know, it's an austerity, but you can see when somebody, you know, is like thinking about they always want to go to Mangalarti and they get to do it, what a privilege it is to go to Mangalarti. It's beautiful. Jai Bharani Machi. How'd it go? I can tell you, it's definitely from your service back in ISV, your nonstop service to the Sankirtan movement. Krishna has given you this opportunity to fulfill your desires here in the Dham, and will go on doing so unlimitedly. How'd it go? Yes.
I witnessed your Bharani Mataji's eagerness to go to Mangalarti. I was walking by. But she was running past me to get into my
Jai. Puja.
Hare Krishna, Guruji.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much for bringing us on this yatra. I have been looking forward to it for a long time. And some emphasizing points that I got from the yatra was the association and group of devotees. Because at least for me, most of my days spent at school where there's no Krishna consciousness, practically no Krishna consciousness. And
except for you.
And the sounds I hear, the people I see, I associate with, it's very un-Krishna conscious. So it was nice to go away from all of that and be for 10 days full focus on Krishna consciousness. And I really liked waking up from Mangalarti in the morning because usually you have to push yourself out of bed to get up from Mangalarti. But here you feel an eagerness to go and see how the deities are. They're so beautiful. I want to go experience them again. So in this place, everything is so special and it's easier to be Krishna conscious in this place. And the atmosphere is so conducive for Krishna consciousness. So, and the atmosphere is so nice. Thank you for being.
And your enthusiastic madunga playing throughout the whole yatra really carried you. Okay, here we go. Last chances.
I very much like the this experience of coming back to the basics and experiencing that. It is something that I was really longing for. I think last year I was kind of like losing my identity in the sense of really being what I'm supposed to be. So it really helped a lot. And I feel very, very happy actually these places and bring so much to life from the books that you're reading and philosophy. And one strong point which was something for me to work on, it's the importance of association, how important it is to be in the important association and create a reciprocation with others, and to be very serious about chanting. Really put all my heart there, you know, because I really understand this is the basis of everything. It's really important. I'm so grateful actually for your channel.
What did you mean by going back to basics?
Just having kirtans and hearing the kirtans and hearing Krishna kirtana and keep the vibration low, you know, this simple focus on Krishna.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Navina. By the way, Jadaraj came from all the way from Belgium to attend the yatra. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you all for coming. Even though I've been here for quite a few number of years, coming and going, I've seen many of those places, but like today, I never had this type of experience with such a harmonic group who was really absorbed in the katha and chanting. It was a first for me in many of those places, even though I've been in these places before. And your association made it super special. Thank you for your friendship and guidance and for all the mercy that you're giving freely to everybody, especially to those who are eager to take it. And the second part of this is India. Everything is possible. Everything is available and nothing works. And thank you for your patience with us. I hope we'll do better next time. So you'll have to come back. Give us a chance to serve you again. And my special gratitude also goes to some of the people which you probably haven't seen much. Igor, who it looks like he's not there, but he's always there. Very reliable, very devoted. And Karuna, who has been doing the lunch. The Swiss lady, who's been cooking all the lunch. And Dara Brahma and his assistant, who's been doing breakfast and evening snack. And also Bashir, our rickshawala, who was, except one time, always on time, which is quite unusual. So thank you for coming all the way to Mayapur. Please come again and take this atmosphere to wherever you're going. This energy, this vibration, this katha. Keep the sound vibration going. And especially thank you, Vaisheshika Mudekola. Lead this yatra. And take care of all the devotees so that they can absorb Krishna consciousness and share it with the world. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Trenakarta in the back. Hari Hari.
I just like to say, to add to what I think we should look for saying about Vaishasiva Guru. I've known him since we were 18 years old. 1973, doing books in the airport. fortunate to be under his guidance. And this is actually the perfection of being in the Dham, is being a Vaishya Sikh through this program. It's what it's all about, Nirmi Shanti about Krishna. And purifying ourselves, coming closer to the Lord. But I have to say that, and I speak for probably all of the roles, you know, Vaishya Sikh Guru, affectionately known as Vaishya. That he's always been a very advanced devotee and very dedicated. And to see him, how he's grown over the years, I'm so proud to have a godbrother like him. And words really can't say it, though. You know, it's said that one who glorifies you, you should consider him an enemy. But also, it's our duty to glorify the Vaishnavas who are in such a great course. I'm really grateful, like I said, to have such a wonderful Vaishnava devotee, that's why she's saved. When he initiated his first two disciples, I was in St. Louis at the airport, and I read his lecture on the internet, and I was literally in tears. It was so beautiful. And I realized, again, the special devotee that's in our business. Thank you, Vaishya
Sikh. Thank you, Krishna.
All your kindness and your friendship. And doing books with Vaishya Sikh was such a privilege. And if it wasn't proper one person, it didn't take a book from Vaishya Sikh.
I can think of a few.
So people would be looking at him and they would just be enamored. You know, he would just open a book sometimes and quote a verse. People would buy the book. Very grateful to be here with all of you. Thank you,
Hare Krishna.
Hare
from tomorrow onwards, again, I'm looking forward to this kind of
Hari Bol.
It's
a beginner's mind, you know. You just look there and you see. And Diana, you know, I as soon as she came in and the kirtan was going, I missed her. She wasn't here. And one of my favorite things was dancing in the back the past 2 nights with Diana. She was very sweet and she raised a wonderful son. So I was grateful to all of you for bringing family members and for all of you for making this trip one of those deep, deep impressions that will be with me for my whole life. Oh, Daria, it's overflowing, and I truly experience that, and it's so much to do with all of your association, and I'm very grateful for that. Thank you.
Arriba! Anyone else? Last chance? The quick thing. Okay. Hale's smiling.
Okay. I did have my hands up, but okay. It's a lot in my heart. So I don't know if I can say anything. But this was a dream come true for me, as you know. And I've been budding for Lou for a long while. When are you going to? So finally my dream came true, and I realized that why I was so anxious wanting to come here, because it was truly what I expected, and a lot, actually a lot more. Being in this environment, in this vibration, and constantly chanting and hearing, that made me, from day one, forget all the anxiety I had back home, and just the Mataji side, I forgot about the kids and the family and the work, everything, and didn't even think about it. I wanted to thank everybody. I made good new friends, and that I hope that it lasts for the rest of my life. Definitely appreciate Omkar's kirtan. The tune stuck in my mind. I'm very happy. I think what stuck really in my mind, the fact is that my sister really enjoyed it. So that made me really, really happy. And also learning, actually experiencing the places that Lord Chaitanya had done his past times, and actually being in those places and hearing about those past times really made me know and feel more of the mercy and feel more closer to Lord Chaitanya. So I really appreciate that. And the story that stuck in my mind and made me laugh every time I think about it is when we ran into the oldest, was it Advaita Acharya, when he ran to him and he hit him, he goes, which one is better?
Kyan?
Yeah,
or Bhakti?
Or Bhakti. So that was really cool. So I just wanted to appreciate everyone. My appreciation capacity really increased over the last 10 years. And I felt love for every single person here and their devotion and their friendship. Thank you so much.
Arimau! Last chance? Yes. Okay. Before you do, we would like to say a thank you to you. Shraddha and Mukaravind and Srivas as a team worked tirelessly, literally, for weeks and months to make sure that this happened. From the very conception of it, they immediately picked up and did whatever they had to do. They spent time on the internet, on the phone, organizing in meticulous detail this whole yatra, and all the things that went well and all the planning that was behind it came from this team of devotees. And they, Mukaravind and Shraddha, while they were here, they were constantly working behind the scenes. All the bhajans that were printed, and I have a greedy tendency. So a lot of times they'd ask me and I'd tell them two or three bhajans, but we wouldn't have time to do them. But they had to go to so much trouble to print them anyway because the internet wasn't working. They'd have to go to some other place to print them. And there were so many details that they were running around doing. I know how they operate. They didn't say anything, but I know they were up late. Many nights getting things done, making sure that it all got in the right order so that we could have the experience that we did. Srivas Pandit Prabhu was, we can always depend on him. He was part of the team in helping to decide some of the places that we were going to go and bhajans that we were going to sing and so forth. So inestimable amount of service that you all did. We have some special Mahaprasad. We'd like you to come up, please. Mukaravind and Shraddha and Srivas. And first to you, Shraddha Devi Dasi, because it looks like we're color coordinated on this one. This is one of Lord Nrisingha's pavitrams. It's a silk rope that is blessed by Lord Nrisingadev. And this is just a token of appreciation and a memory, a memento from this yatra to remember this invaluable service that you've performed by helping all the devotees to have this wonderful experience for the rest of your lives. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for your service. Hare Krishna. Mukhtaravind, the always enthusiastic, never says no, always service attitude at every second is his characteristic. And now that I've met his grandparents and seen the dynasty that he comes from, I can see a glimmer of why. And having met your brother as well, you're also bringing him along in Krishna consciousness. This was an amazing feat. You're working together on this yatra to make sure that it was a success. We're eternally grateful to you. Please accept this as a token of our appreciation. And our resident pundit, who's always willing and eager to do anything that will advance the cause of the Sankirtan movement, especially when it comes to shlokas and learning and educational activity. Srivas Pandit, you're a stabilizing force in all of our yatra for being such a mature and pure devotee. And we thank you, and of course your whole family, for being with us. And thank you for your very important work for helping this yatra happen. Hare Krishna. And although Navina Prabhu has received pravitrams before, out of a token of gratitude, we want to give, it's Mahaprasad, we want to give, because we love Navina so much. He's such a rare soul, and you know, I think it was one of the nicest parts of this whole yatra to have had his association and to watch him work. And
thank you.
Thank you from the bottom of our hearts. And we're putting in notice now that we'd like to book for next year. Hare Krishna. So, now we have Shraddha, you were about to say, you wanted to say something. Okay.
Hare Krishna. Guru Maharaj always says that we should stop and take stock of our achievements. And this is what I'm going to do today as part of the yatra. The 9 days of the yatra flew by so fast. We still remember the first day when we had devotees still jet lag, some suffering from cough, cold, fever, or upset stomach, all cultural shock, braving all odds and making it to the yoga pit, where we saw Chaitanya Math, Srivas Angan, and Radha Kund. The demigod Indra played his tricks and helped us witness the beautiful Pushpa Abhishekam for Advaita Acharya because it rained on that day, and we had to cancel our regular plans. We took a tour of Gurukul and Prabhupada Samadhi and the temple of Lord Jagannath in Rajapur, sailing over the Janani. And who can forget the tasty 22-course prasadam we had over there? We visited the house of Senat Goswami, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Jagannath Bhagavad Babaji Samadhi, Vishnu Priya's place, and last but not the least, Shantipur. Shantipur was like a Zenfire. You open it and keep finding stuff in there. Here is the place where Sri Advaita Acharya prayed to Lord to come to this planet. Here is the place where Advaita Acharya took his initiation. Here is the place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rested for 10 days after taking sannyas. And here is the place where Sri Prabhupada prayed so he could carry out the order of his spiritual master to spread Krishna consciousness in the Western world. And we saw the out-of-the-world celebration of Nityananda Triodasi. During the yatra, we had hours and hours of spiritual bliss as we listened to Krishna Katha from the lotus mouth of Ajaya Guru Maharaj, Kesha Bharti Maharaj, Rajin Prabhu, and Srivastava Prabhu. and heard devotees share their beautiful realizations. The katha was one well punctuated by melodious kirtans. And today, we all got a chance to visit the house of Nandan Acharya, the place where Lord Nityananda hid himself, and also to take a dip in the holy Ganges and participate in the ash immersion ceremony of our dear godbrother, Rasik Sri Kapitul. This event sends such a powerful message. Our lives, like this yatra, will also come to an end. Then nothing but memories remain, and we better leave behind good memories for others, as Rasik Sri Kapitul did. Talking about memories, we would like to thank Sam Prabhu, Rakesh Prabhu, Manish Prabhu, Linda Mataji, Yadunani Mataji, and Hale Mataji for capturing beautiful memories of the yatra. It is indeed a sacrifice to stay behind the camera all the time and miss direct participation. So thank you so much for doing that for us. Thanks to Lila Padmamataji for prasadam services, and Madhukari Prabhu, when he was not singing, helped us with the crowd control. Thank you for that.
Jai.
Cannot stop without saying a big thank you to our super talented musicians and singers, Madhukari Prabhu, Omkar Prabhu, and Puja Mataji, and the numerous certified karnatists. And of course, a big thank you to our spontaneous dancers. Thanks to all the devotees who volunteered for doing odd jobs like various gathering services, speakers, flags, chatai, and whatnot. Special mention goes to Shakuntala Mataji, who was the only Mataji brave enough to carry the huge speakers during the parikrama, and who demonstrated how you can dance while sitting down.
Yeah.
We are sure by now already missing one name that I haven't called out yet. And yes, you guessed it right. It is my dear godbrother, Ramananda Sikha Prabhu.
Hariro!
Who was instrumental in magnifying the Krishna Katha, so it went down our ears and into our heart very nicely. Thank you, Ramananda Sikha Prabhu, for being so dependent and dependable. Sorry. Thanks also to the local devotees who joined us every day, asked super excellent questions, sang melodiously, participated enthusiastically, and made the whole experience even better. As the saying goes, the more, the merrier. Thank you so much. We'd also like to thank His Grace Naveen Neeraj Prabhu for opening up the Vaishnava Academy and His heart to us. Thanks for your guidance as Mukhavinda and I planned for this event and for tolerating us throughout our stay. Thanks to Shisha Prabhu, our housekeeper, who helped us non-stop round the clock. Thanks to the charming Bhagavan, who served the prasadam with so much relish and love and affection that I look forward to my spiceless portions every day. They say that behind every successful man is a woman, and there she is, our very dear Vietnam Mataji. Or if you were sick, or being the loving grandma to the two kids in the group. We all missed you for the days that you were sick, and it was our good fortune that you bounced back to better health. Thank you for being a part of our life. Let's do a big Hari Bol.
Hari Hari Bol.
We apologize for any mistakes and offenses committed. If I came across as bad, please forgive me. I'm not like this usually. I'm worse. Ask Mukhara to listen. Forgiveness is a virtue, so please do forgive us, because Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita It's time for us to leave. And one name immediately comes to our mind to say our thanks, and that's Krishna Das Prabhu, who has arranged the taxi services for all of us. On that note, with a sad heart, I will stop. It was a pleasure to have such close association of devotees. It was heartening to see devotees make friends. It was interesting to see Guhyam Akhyati Prichati happening over the dining table after dinner, few nights into the yatra. All of you dear devotees are in our hearts, and we hope to see you again. Thanks and good luck. Hare Krishna.
Hello. Well, now their kirtan stopped, so now we can have a kirtan. We're going to have our last kirtan, and those of you who would like to, you can move in, and we'll sing the Harinam. Hare Krishna.
Is it? Do people who know how to play cartels have cartels? Just checking. Okay, so here we go. One more time. This is a melody which you've probably never heard before.
Saraswati Deva Gauravani
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Parts of the world and share their ecstasy. However, keep in mind that not everyone has been on the yatra with us, and they may not have the same perspective. There's a way in which after 10 days of intensive hearing and chanting in the Holy Dham, you may have a different perspective than others that you meet wherever you go. In the Brihat Bhagavatamrita, Sanatana Goswami says that one should keep one's most intimate realizations private, unless there's a very intimate devotee one can share them with. In fact, he says that if you have some profound realization of Krishna, you shouldn't even share it with your own mind. But there's a way in which it's easy to go back out and feel like everyone feels the same way you do, and then can overload them. So just be careful to process everything that you've taken in over the last 10 days, and then bring it out through steadiness and through compassionate works, the way you deal with people, and by giving out transcendental knowledge as much as possible in appropriate ways. And now that we've performed this yajna, Srila Prabhupada mentions in the light of the Bhagavat that sometimes people perform this four-month sacrifice called Chaturmasya. And after performing severe austerities and hearing and chanting and so forth for 4 months in one room, they go back out and they don't realize the effect of it until they actually leave the room. And in the same way, all of you will feel the effects, especially if you're going back to the West. There will be some kind of adjustment period. And best to take shelter of the holy names and chant your chapter of Bhagavad Gita every day. Keep the vibration going, because there is a kind of depression that can come when you leave the Dham and the rarefied atmosphere and vibration that's here. And there's kind of a deadening effect when you go back into the cities and other places in the West. It's actually, you're carrying the vibration with you, but there is a kind of a deep separation you'll feel from the Dham that can make you depressed. So I'm just warning you in advance to be prepared for it and to build up momentum when you get there, to protect yourself by keeping your sadhana very steady and hearing and chanting. In any case, now we've done this yajna, the damage is done. It can't be taken back. There's an indelible effect. Their indelible impression upon the minds and hearts of everyone that's participated. And we'll always remember this, and all the devotees have participated as well. Thank you very much, everybody, for your enthusiasm and for dedicating your lives to going back home, back to Godhead, and for helping push on the Sankirtan movement, which is the greatest occupation that anyone can take to in this human form of life. Go premanande anila vancha kopatrubrascha kripa sundabhyevacha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo nama go premanande. Now, snacks for everybody. Hare Krishna.